One in, one out. That's the basis of a new plan reached by the EU and Turkey today that aims to completely stem the flow of migrants and refugees arriving on Greek shores, estimated to be about 2,000 people a day. British Prime Minister David Cameron described the plan as an unexpected breakthrough.
Well, I think it's been a long and difficult evening, but I think we do have the basis for a breakthrough, which is the possibility that in future all migrants who arrive in Greece will be returned to Turkey.
For more, we turn to Gerald Knaus. He's president of the European Stability Initiative. Gerald Knaus, welcome.
Thank you.
Explain the outlines of the deal here between the EU and Turkey.
Well, the outlines of this deal have been around since last October. And what is interesting is that what the Turkish Prime Minister has presented in reality is very close to what the German Chancellor has been pushing for a long time. And it is that the EU takes refugees directly from Turkey in an orderly way. And in return, Turkey commits to take back the people who reach Greece so as to make the journey, the paying of smugglers and people risking their lives and the lives of their children in the Aegean Sea, meaningless. And this triangle, Greece, Turkey, and a German-led coalition of states can thus bring to a stop this disorderly, chaotic loss of control on the EU's external border.
Okay, there are lots of other incentives at play here, too. What else does Turkey get from the EU for playing along here?
Well, one thing that Turkey gets from the EU is that Turkey demands from the EU is something the EU has for a long time held out to Turkey, but has been very vague about actually delivering, which is the promise of visa liberalization for Turkish short-term visitors. The Turks have long been offended by the fact that many Balkan countries, Albanians, Bosnians, Serbs, even Moldovans, could travel visa-free to Europe, but Turks could not. So this is something the Turks demand by the summer in return for taking back everybody from Greece. The real deal, however, was struck between Germany and Turkey, and it is the result of the investment by German Chancellor Angela Merkel in the relationship. And what Turkey really needs is support from the most powerful European country, Germany, at a time where Turkey's own neighborhood is extremely dangerous and it feels increasingly lonely. So there's also a geopolitical side to this.
And on that geopolitical front, does this deal also speed potentially Turkey's acceptance into the EU, something it desperately wants?
Well, that is very difficult because 28 EU member states have to agree. But more importantly, the European Commission has to find that Turkey moves towards meeting the EU's criteria. And in the last annual report on Turkish progress, the Commission found that in many areas, Turkey was backsliding when it comes to freedom of the press, freedom of assembly. To join the EU, you need to meet the conditions. I mean, this can't be negotiated. There's no way Turkey can bully its way in, and the Turks know that. So what the Turks are asking for is more symbolic. It's opening chapters, which really means very little. The visa liberalization is not symbolic. That's real. And in a way, it is a good thing if the young Turkish population gets to experience Europe firsthand. That actually would help making this vision of belonging to the rest of Europe more tangible for Turks.
So finally, Gerald Knaus, let's talk about the most important part of this. What does this deal mean for the thousands of war refugees and migrants pouring out of Syria and other countries through Turkey and into Europe? What does it mean for them? What does it mean for their safety?
Well, the Syrians, the largest group of refugees in the world today, and the largest group, of course, in Turkey, will get a number of things if this deal works. First of all, many of them will have a chance to build a new life in Turkey, because part of that package is that the European Union will contribute with billions to help Turkish efforts to allow Syrians in Turkey a perspective, to build a life, to build schools, to build clinics, etc. Now, secondly, hundreds of thousands of Syrians, because this is also, it's not an explicit part of the deal, but it's negotiated in parallel, there will be a big humanitarian resettlement from Turkey to some EU member states. So hundreds of thousands of them can go to the EU in a legal way. And those two things are really unprecedented. Both the EU's strong support to Turkey to provide better conditions, but secondly, what should become the biggest humanitarian resettlement since the end of the Second World War.
Gerald Knaus, president of the European Stability Initiative. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.